Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in on this first Monday in the month of March, if you can believe it. Not going to be a bad day out there. I think we got a shot of rain at some point today, so we'll be keeping an eye out for that. And the traffic has not been too awful this morning. That's a good thing. We are keeping an eye on what's going on in Washington, D.C. There's some more tariffs that are supposed to kick in today. We're watching the European Socialist Democrats rally around Volodymyr Zelensky. You got to wonder why they're doing that. But, of course, as Volodymyr pointed out the other day, we have an ocean between us. We have a nice big ocean between us. And
that makes the difference, I guess.
And Putin. So that's why we're not worried. I mean, come on. I've heard it all this weekend. I've wanted to reach through my TV screen more than once, to be honest with you, about the whole thing. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that here in just a few minutes. Plus, we got Jesse Jane Duff coming up. And at the bottom of the hour, Tom Ackerman. I've got a bit of a dilemma. I've got tickets to that Mizzou, Kentucky basketball game this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Three very good seats in the lower bowl at that arena. And I bought them as soon as they went on sale. So I got them at whatever the asking price was. And I went on StubHub last night and I saw three seats, the last three seats remaining in that section. And somebody was asking $1,800 for them.
So do you sell them or do you not?
Begging the question, as much as I'd love to see my Kentucky Wildcats play this weekend, if I could sell those tickets for that much money, I'm kind of thinking that I might do it.
Okay, I have two questions for you.
I'm going to talk to Tom Ackerman about that at the bottom of the hour.
Well, first of all, it's not just you going, right? It's your son, Brad.
My son, Brad, and my friend, Ken.
Okay, so would they be okay with giving up the tickets?
Brad said he's perfectly happy to sit at home and watch Mizzou destroy Kentucky. He thinks Mizzou's going to win. And we're going to go into that as a pretty big underdog. And I know what it's like to be in somebody else's house when they're, you know, expecting to whip your butt. So I know I'd take a lot of abuse if I went down there.
So question for you, would you actually feel this way if the odds were in Kentucky's favor? Because something tells me, you know, Mizzou's going to whoop them. Although we did just get upset by Vanderbilt, but the chances are better that Mizzou will beat Kentucky.
Plays better at home.
Yes.
And, we just got destroyed by Auburn.
If Kentucky had a better chance of winning, would you feel this way?
Maybe not.
I just wanted to rub that in your face a little bit. Any opportunity I have to dig into your Kentucky Wildcats, I'm just saying, I take it.
If they were on a roll and I thought they were headed for a national championship this year, I might be 100% into going, knowing that I might go down there and come out of there getting yelled at by all the Mizzou fans in my blue and white. May have me second guessing it.
There's no harm
particularly if I could put a little bit of cash back in the bank.
Why not put them up for sale and see what some of the offers are, and then you can always decide you don't want to sell them?
I don't know. I think if you go on like StubHub and those places and somebody meets your asking price, then they're gone.
Yes.
Okay. See, I don't ever do this. Okay. We'll put your asking price astronomically high, and maybe some buffoon will be willing to pay it.
They give you a $10.99 too, by the way.
StubHub does? Mm. Mm-hmm.
You're making that amount of money off
of it. We'll see. I don't know. I really want to go down and see the team play, but that money offer is like, I'm like, wow, is that for real? Because you never know if anybody's going to pay that amount. But when I went on there and looked in that section, there were only three seats left, and that's what they were asking for.
I'm sorry, but I enjoy college basketball, but it is not worth $1,800
a ticket. So here's the thing. Mizzou's having its best season.
I don't care.
In recent memory.
Yeah, I know. I don't care, though. Enough.
It's the last home game of the season before they go to the NCAA tournament as maybe a 3 or 4 seed. So a lot of these fans, it'll be their last chance to get to see this team in person. So, and it's on their home court, so I'm guessing that's pushing up the ticket prices a little.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I just still would never pay that amount of money for a ticket.
You're not a real Mizzou fan.
That's fine. That is absolutely fine to label me that way. I'll take it.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, Ackerman's coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we'll chat with him about that. Right now, I want to get to some of our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Have you said thank you once this entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October.
Whoa, J.D. Vance taking on Vladimir and calling him out for campaigning for Kamala Harris back in the fall. And then coming back and thinking that the gravy train was going to continue under Donald Trump. So that was just part of that display we saw in the Oval Office on Friday afternoon.
And I just don't get it. I really don't. Other than the fact that it's Donald J. Trump. If this was a Democrat that was doing this, everyone would be saying, well, he's on his way to the Nobel Peace Prize. This is absurd.
Yeah, I think Marco Rubio, not only did he do a great job in pointing that out yesterday, that he's trying to work for peace when some others seem intent on dragging this thing out even further. Biden did nothing, and he taught George Stephanopoulos an important lesson.
A source told me New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein. Thousands, thousands.
Well, I hope so, Pam. Pam Bondi got a little egg on her face when she rolled out the Epstein papers last week, and it was a whole bunch of nuttin'. It was a nuttin' burger, and now she's got to try to redeem herself. She says, but wait, there's more.
My grandmother came to this country in 1961. I am a proud child of immigrant parents.
Well, 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 they ate that up last night at the Academy Awards, didn't they? I like Zoe Saldana. I'm going to pronounce her name like that from now on, Carl, because I didn't know I was mispronouncing it.
There's a tilde over
Kamala,
the end.
Kamala, there is, but it's not like you don't see it if you see it spelled.
Didn't know that.
That's Saldana is how they're pronouncing her last name.
But again, that's like you saying burrito. Like you just call it a burrito because... You don't speak Spanish, so you don't have to have that fancy accent on it.
See,
it'd be like me saying "si, señor" versus like "si, señor." Like I don't need to put the little spin on it.
But sometimes, like if you're in Mexico and you do that, it helps them understand you better. Like
I know
that's the
you
argument
use that
I did
tactic.
in Italy, and it worked for me. My wife loved it. In fact,
talk with your hands.
She encouraged me to do it even more.
Did you do the
said no one ever?
Where you have your fingers and you kiss
well,
them
no.
And talk louder too. I love that.
Yeah, if you talk louder, people understand if they're speaking in a different language, right?
The reason I played that is we were talking about what happened at the Academy Awards, and you know everybody had something political to say last night. Daryl Hannah had to come out and say something in Ukrainian in support of Ukraine. And Zoe Saldana chose to make a statement about immigration, even though it was her grandmother and apparently not her parents, unless indeed her grandmother came over and drug her parents along with her, or one of them, or two of them. Anyway, she described them as she's the child of immigrants. Well, technically, we all are, if you look at it that way. But she was
unless
trying to make
Native
a point
American.
Out of the fact that she got to sing in Spanish in her movie, and that was a big deal. I like her as an actress. I just don't know if that was germane to the conversation last night.
I'm just tired of all the political comments that these award shows
just
have.
Thank you to my
you're
producer.
Right. Everyone has to say something.
Let's go. It's pretty easy.
I felt like I'm not normally a person who snoozes people on social media, and I started hitting that snooze button a lot over the weekend because so many people I know were like, I stand with Ukraine and all sorts of garbage, and I just got tired of it.
The whole point is you're either all Ukraine or you're all Putin, and it's just it's such a long history of civil war in the northern part of Ukraine that led up to all of this, and that was back during the Obama administration. This all didn't just happen. And it's not all just going to go away if you spend billions more and fight another year. Donald Trump's trying to stop that, and there are forces that don't want the gravy train to stop. And a lot of them apparently are leaders in Europe. So we can continue to have that conversation. I wanted to bring in my friend Jesse Jane Duff when we get back here in just a few minutes and get her take on the president's performance in the Oval Office on Friday.
I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us. Jesse Jane, I haven't seen a takedown like that since maybe U.S. versus Russia in 1980 in hockey. What do you think?
That's an excellent comparison. I would say, though, that, you know, it put all of the left, the elitists, in cardiac arrest. Those who would be happy to send your sons and daughters and all the listeners' sons and daughters into combat, but they themselves will stay in the elite chapels that they have created for themselves. You know, they have this mindset that we've just got to be engaged with Ukraine, when in fact they have failed to do any form of negotiations in the last 5 years. All we've seen is everybody coming to the trough of the American dollars and feed off of it, and Americans just can't sustain it. And especially when we see all of this information coming out by DOGE of all of the taxpayer dollars just being wasted consistently on pet projects, aid to foreign countries that involve transgender plays and operas and who knows what else, you know, and surgeries, for goodness sake. Waste, waste, waste. We got to start getting the money effectively spent, and funding an endless war is not one of them.
Yeah. You know, I watched the media meltdown over this. I watched the Democrats and talking points all weekend. And then I saw somebody point out that Zelensky had a meeting with Chris Murphy and a bunch of these Democratic senators right before he went to the White House. And I have to wonder if they weren't encouraging him to engage, which was his mistake. If he took that foolish advice, then he probably deserves whatever happens after this. Because he you know, I heard the president say this, and it's not my thought on it. What he wants to do is continue fighting. He wants more U.S. money to continue fighting in the mineral deal. And what President Trump is telling him is, no, we're going to make the deal with you. That's your security. And then we're going to negotiate peace.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty heartbreaking to know that the Democrats couldn't help themselves and stick their nose in this. I've gathered the same as you, but I don't know what was or was not said. I want to be very cautious. Like, a lot of people put stuff on Twitter as fact without, you know, ever really doing their homework. But at the same time, that kind of sounds on par for the course with the left that is, you know, just gasping for air to justify their reckless spending for the last 4 years. And, you know, and President Trump and Vice President Vance looked him dead in the eye and said, you know, you went and campaigned for the opposition right up there in Pennsylvania, and they were signing those bombs as if this was just some great historical moment that was going to go into the history books. Yeah, it'll go in the history books, but under the list of what not to do when you're meddling in American politics. And, you know, the fact that I've gathered that he has cut off his own elections, you know, can you imagine with all the wars we've had in the United States that the United States has been partaking in, for example, Afghanistan, right, that we just decided we're not going to have any more elections till that's resolved, or, you know, we're not going to engage in any elections while we were during the Iraq conflict. You know, that is kind of reprehensible to deny people their rights. I don't like picking sides on this because I feel like I've got two cats in a bag that are fighting each other, and Putin has never been known to do anything good anyway. But at the same time, there has to be a negotiating process, and Zelensky needs to clear the cobwebs out of his head that, you know, yes, Putin just kept invading our country. I keep hearing him repeat the same argument. You're 3.5 years into this, and yet you've had no resolution come forward. You better clean out your ears. The 6 inches of space between those two ears, better start absorbing what President Trump's going to say. way. Because guess what? You're going to get no resolution. The European allies now coming all together. Oh, we're going to help you. Really? You don't even have anything the size of the Alabama National Guard. What are you going to do? Because you need us. You need us. No disrespect to the Alabama National Guard. I'm sure they're probably quite proficient. But to go into a conflict with Russia? Oh, lordy. Help me.
We only have about 45 seconds. But what do you think's going on with this Epstein list? Are we ever going to actually see the true list?
Oh, my goodness. You know, probably the wrong person because I'm nowhere near Epstein Island during this behavioral conflict. But I could tell you that, you know, those people that are on that list are probably going to fight tooth and nail to keep it from getting exposed. At the same time, I think we will see it. But just because somebody's on the list doesn't mean they protected it in human trafficking or child pornography. And I want to make sure people understand that.
Yeah. And plus, if you look at the flight manifest, a lot of people flew on the plane, but they flew from point A to point B within the United States. I mean, there's just no... It's not automatically an indictment that you did something wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've taken a lot of photos over my time. I'm sure somebody in one of those photos was a real bad guy, and I don't even know about it. So we got to be real careful.
There's a picture of you and me out there somewhere. You've got to be careful with what you say.
See,
you know?
Point made. Point made. Touche. There we go. Yeah, you the bet. Most wanted list. But yeah, Pam Bondi, I think, is doing the best that she can in those circumstances, but I expect we'll see something within the next week or two. New York, what is it? That New York office better hand it over
it
quickly.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, take the hill, motivators. We've got the flag on top now.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Yeah, Tom is in studio with us right now. My friend, you just got back. How was your daddy-daughter trip to IU?
Oh,
we didn't
get
to talk about that.
It was great. Took Audrey. Erica had a test. She couldn't make it. School comes first.
Yes.
So Audrey went with me. It was our first time, just the two of us. Hoosiers won the game, but, you know, it's more than that. Get to talk to the kids at the media school, visit with people there. We had a great time. In fact, after the game, I took Audrey down on the floor, and we talked to one of my friends who's the assistant athletic director there, and he goes, "Hey, Audrey," he loves Audrey. He's like, "Hey, Audrey, you want to go to the press conference?" She's like, "What?" She looked at me. She goes, "Can we do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, we can do that."
Yeah.
So we went back. We went to Mike Woodson's press conference after the win and met the athletic director, you know, and it's IU is home. You know, it really is a home for me. I spent 4 years there. I love it there so much. And we had a blast. We had an absolute blast. So,
perks of being Tom Ackerman's daughter.
Oh, man. We had a great time. I love it there. And, you know, she had a great time. Then I got the call Thursday as we're having lunch. Come home. We need you to do the Blues telecast because Alexa Datt was sick this week. So I filled in for her on Cardinals and Blues, and she's doing much better.
Good.
So, you know, it was a week of assignments and really good times.
And while you were out, we had Scott Warman fill in a couple times to cover things. Yeah,
he was doing NBC the night you were doing Blues.
That's right. That's right. He couldn't do the Blues because he was doing Valley Women's, I believe. So he and I will be working together. He's got the play-by-play. I'll be hosting Arch Madness starting Thursday. So a lot of basketball going down here.
Kidding.
It's March. I mean, it's time. It's time
to
get going.
I got a dilemma on my hands.
What you got?
Don't know what to do.
What?
Kentucky plays at Missouri Saturday.
Oh, you're Kentucky all the way. What are you talking about?
Well, of course I'm Kentucky all the way.
What's the dilemma?
I know they're going to be the underdog. Because somebody said, have you looked at how much tickets are going for the Mizzou game with Kentucky? And I'm like, well, no, I haven't. So I went to StubHub just to look. And those in the section I've got three seats in the lower bowl, and I know it's StubHub, so somebody may be asking a ridiculous amount of money for them. Somebody was asking $1,800 for three seats in the lower bowl to that game. And I'm thinking to myself, like 300, some of them were $300 or $400 a piece in separate sections. In that particular section, it said $1,800. So I'm thinking to myself, do I watch it on TV because I know we're the underdog anyway, or do I drive to Columbia and watch this game?
Okay, let me try to solve this for you. I don't think you'll be able to sell those for $1,800. That seems really high.
I thought that was high.
What do you think you could get?
$1,800 is like a Super Bowl price.
A lot of them were between $350 and $400 a piece.
I think you could get...
That'd be $1,200 for three of them.
I think you could get up to $500 a piece But the problem is, like, that game, it's going to be a great game, but it's not, I don't know.
It's not deciding anything, but for Mizzou fans, this is the best season they've had in recent memory.
It's a bigger game for Missouri, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Kentucky comes to town, it's a huge game for everybody. And for Missouri, it'd be a great way to finish off what has been an awesome regular season. Now, they're going to go into the SEC tournament and big games ahead. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Sure.
But still a fun game. I mean, it'll be a raucous atmosphere. Now I understand your dilemma.
A clear view.
I have a clear view of it. I think you go, unless maybe just dangle it out there and see.
That's what I said. See if you get any bites. Happens.
How do you do that? If you post it on StubHub and somebody takes your offer,
yeah, but
you
put it high enough where
them,
you would be
put
happy to sell them.
Like,
to
what
sell
would you, yeah, what would you? What's your number?
Price. Like $550 or $600 a piece, where you know you're asking a ton of money.
Yeah,
but if someone is willing to spend it, you're walking away with hundreds of bucks. Although you would be really sad if Kentucky upset Mizzou.
I know, and my the two Mizzou fans who are going with me, my son and my friend Ken, are both already giving me grief that I'm just a chicken and I don't want to have to go down there and risk losing.
You guys can beat them.
I know we can.
Just
we just lost
Vanderbilt.
One of our guards to season-ending surgery on his wrist. So, I mean, we've been kind of hampered by injuries all season. But
you guys
still
can beat them. Missouri's really good. I mean,
they are.
It should be a great, great game.
So
I'm
excited.
Did
at the end of that Vandy game, like every three they threw up went in.
Yeah, Missouri needs to foul there at the end.
Oh, just, I know.
You know. Don't let them get off a three. But, you know, Vanderbilt's great. The SEC's great. The SEC is going to get like 9,000 teams in the tournament. So
I know.
It just is what it is. But that'll box out some of these smaller schools that I think are deserving after their great years. Like the Valley. I mean, the Valley should, if Drake loses in Arch Madness, let's say Drake gets to the final. So that would mean they're 29-3. And then they lose. They're 29-4. If they get left out of the NCAA tournament, it's a travesty.
I mean, I would agree.
They have to be in. But I said the same thing last year about Indiana State, who had a phenomenal year all year. They lose in the championship of Arch Madness, and then they get left out. And then they go to the tournament of the NIT, and they go to the final and lose. This year, Josh Schertz is back again. Did you see what they did? They smoked Loyola, 98-67. And they're the real deal. When they play at their top level, Robbie Avila, Gibson Jimerson, they look amazing. So I wonder if they might be able to slip their way into the NCAA tournament if they win their conference tournament, which they can. But back to the Valley. The Valley should get two teams in. We're going to have them in town starting Thursday. Illinois dropping. They beat Michigan by 20 in Ann Arbor yesterday. That is significant. 93-73. If I'm an Illini fan, I'm feeling great. They just smoked Iowa and Michigan and now go into the Big Ten tournament with some momentum. So it's going to be fun. March is the best. It is the best. I think the two best months in sports are March and October. When all those football teams start playing big conference games and, you know, the World Series is on the horizon and all that stuff is going on. College basketball is starting to warm up a little bit. I love that time. But March is special. You know, we're getting close to the start of baseball season, basketball, hockey, soccer starts up, all that stuff. Battlehawks start up. Fun time of year here in St. Louis.
Hey, this is an unrelated question, but someone on YouTube said, "Hey, Tom, where is that fountain of youth? I need some of what you got."
Wow.
Oh man, my mom. Yeah, I say my mom is responsible for that. She looks young and passed that on to me and my sister. So I do appreciate that very much. For anyone curious, I will be 50 this year.
Were you really?
Yeah, I turned 50 in July. My buddies, thank you very much.
I would not know that. I know you've worked here for a very long time.
Yeah, but since I was 7 years old. No, I started here at age 22. And I actually worked with Carl before all of you. Carl and I were at KC together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I was an intern there back in 94, 95.
Yep. For what? Was it
two
Tony,
summers.
Was Tony Jordan there?
Tony Jordan. Mm-hmm. Worked for Tony Jordan for two summers. Yeah, good times.
If you had just toughed it out, you could have been Tom the intern.
What the hell? He was Tom the intern.
I was Tom the intern.
Two summers.
But the name, big name didn't stick.
No,
Carl the intern.
I was promotions and marketing, and Carl was, you know, on air.
I know.
Talent.
He was a big on-air talent.
That's right. That's right. I know you got to run, buddy. It's 45 years.
Yeah, I got to go record an interview with Lutz Fahnenstiel, the sporting director for City. They're off to a decent start. 2 points.
Haven't scored yet.
Haven't scored a goal. But haven't given up a goal either.
I went to the home opener.
Oh, did you?
The atmosphere was fantastic.
That's awesome. That.
But boring as hell to sit there for 90 minutes and not see a
They
a
just
goal
went
score.
San Diego just had their first game. They're an expansion team, and St. Louis spoiled the party with another 0-0 draw.
Yeah.
Riveting.
So, yeah. Mark, 180 plus minutes.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Without a goal and without having a goal scored on them. So we'll see where that goes. Anyway, great to see you guys.
All right, buddy. Are we going to see you Thursday?
Yes.
Day? Okay.
Cool. I will be here on Thursday.
First game's at noon.
Sounds
I
good.
I'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Right. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. We'll get to a quick break here. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Joe Biden left us in a really bad spot, but by getting energy prices down and then also making sure that we stop this wasteful spending, that's going to be a big component, getting this one big, beautiful tax bill done. That the House has already made some great steps. We need more money for the border to keep it permanently secure. And then here's the key thing, and you also touched on this, making sure that we continue to bring peace and stability around the world, but we have to do it with respect and strength. Those are the two keys that President Trump's going to go into. And then I'd also say, looking to the future, I think we're also going to see President Trump talk a little bit about things such as making sure we get to Mars, winning the AI race against China. And the other one too, which I really like, Energy Secretary Chris Wright has been talking about this, but making sure we have a Marshall Plan for energy for the next generation. Charlie, there's a lot. I'm really excited.
Stephen Miller there talking about the address to the joint session of Congress on Tuesday, and if you want to see a conglomeration of pouting progressives, be sure and tune in for that. Look for some coverage of it as the liberals try to find some footing here.
Or, Mark, you can listen to it here on 97.1 FM.
Well, that's true. They find themselves in a sea of desperation. I heard the report on the Gordon Deal show this morning as I was driving in. Democrats are hopeful that maybe they're seeing a crack in this unified support for Donald Trump across the country. You know, he's winning 80% on this, 80% on that, 55% approval ratings on DOGE efforts. And here they've been out there chipping away at it. It's hurting families. It's hurting Medicare. It's hurting Medicaid. They're going to take your Social Security. All lies. But it doesn't matter. The point of disinformation by the left is to try to lie to people and get them believing something that's not true about what Donald Trump is doing right now. End of the day, 6 or 8 months from now, 10 months from now, when these things have had time to work their way out and we've saved untold trillions of dollars in government waste, then the polls are going to reflect that. I'm not worried about that. But a lot of people are. I mean, I was watching again Scott Jennings this weekend on set at CNN, surrounded by liberals. One of them just set him off. Listen.
Donald Trump has not delivered on these key issues. And instead, we are heading towards a potential government shutdown that will only hurt the American people.
Mm. It's amazing to me, by the way, we're having this debate because Joe Biden was president for 4 years and ran the country off into the ditch, and that's why Kamala Harris lost the election. And now Donald Trump's been president for about 5 minutes, and Democrats are like, whoa, my gosh, why isn't somebody fixing all the problems we caused? I just don't think voters are that silly, really. I mean, I think they take a longer view of this. His report card will ultimately come in the midterms, which isn't until next year. Until then, he's got to get the Republicans in Congress to come along with him on this reconciliation plan, on extending and making permanent the tax cuts. And then the American people are going to give it a chance to work. But the guy took office in January, and he's trying to unravel a mess that was 4 years in the making. I think he's got a little more leash than maybe you're giving him credit for.
I am nervous about midterm elections. I do think that will be very indicative of how people think Trump is doing.
Sure, which is why they have to chip away at and plant fake news into the mainstream media about cuts to Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security and the safety net. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're all lies.
Right.
And of course, the government unions are pushing part of this because they don't want to lose a single bit of union dues that get paid every year, because that is what drives them.
Sure.
They will target untold millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in these contested House seats to try to win the House back. So they have some way to try to stop Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to get as much. That's why he realizes he has to get as much done as he can in this first 24 months.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that more of the Republicans will be unified, like you said, and be able to push some of these bills through and not just argue about little things. It seems like that is happening, that especially as Trump's cabinet has been confirmed, it seems like more and more people are coming together and realizing that the American people spoke loud and clear with this latest election, and they want these things done. And the polls show it, that people are overall happy with what Trump has been doing so far.
I love this report. The Education Department is offering a buyout of up to $25,000 to its employees. An email from the agency's top human resources official states employees have till Monday, that's today at midnight, to decide if they want to accept this one-time offer. The email said the offer is in advance of a very significant reduction. Oh, it's in advance of a very significant reduction in force. Hmm. Eligible employees include those that have worked for the federal government for at least 3 years.
You have to weigh a lot of factors, I guess, in determining what you want to do, but that'd be very difficult to turn down $25,000 if you know there's a decent even if there were a 50-50 shot of you getting cut. There are some people who are probably like, you know I'm going to get cut, I'll just take it. But for those who feel like their job is pretty secure, it's kind of hard to turn down that amount of money knowing, look, I'll just go get another job.
Right. Or you realize that they're proposing the idea of cleaning out the building. Like, there are people that would like to shut down the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be all for that. I had to point this out to somebody the other day that when I was in school, there was no Department of Education. You don't need a Department of Education to run education in this country. Block grant the money to the states where they answer more directly to the constituents, and let them make decisions with how that money is spent. It's the same amount of money. You don't need 2,000 or 3,000 people, however many employed in the Department of Education headquarters up in D.C.
And you know what the left pushes, though, talking about lies they're spreading to scare people into voting a particular way? I've seen things on social media saying, you know, these students with physical disabilities, you know, who rely on some of these handicap accessible features or whatever of these schools, they won't have access to that. There will be no accommodations made.
Why would you say that?
Come on. That's just stupid if you believe that that's true. But people are buying into
that
garbage.
There are people who will buy into it. And don't forget, you can already vote in the city election, apparently. You can register for absentee in most municipalities now. But Carl, you've already voted, correct?
Yep, voted.
Carl has already cast his vote.
Tomorrow, way to go, Carl.
Well, I saved a big 2 days.
It's voting season in St. Louis.
You hoping for Tashara Jones to get reelected?
He's working on it.
She was on my ballot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know.
I didn't circle her name.
Oh,
good.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I imagine a lot of people might do the same thing or not do the same thing. All right, that's going to do it for us. Brian Kilmeade coming up. Still some VIP tickets available for his appearance on March 22nd. At the factory. You can find out more details on our website at 971talk.com. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.